said you ever just snapped?
When? You know something I don't know?
Mm-mm. I'm just asking. Have you ever snapped before? Okay, let me rephrase that. Have you ever just snapped before? Just went off?
Yeah, I've gotten fed up. And I mean, throughout my lifetime, I've had moments where I got fed up and I said, okay, I done had enough of this. Welcome to the Colors of Relationships podcast. I'm your host, Cedric Weatherspoon, licensed marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Dr. Asia King, licensed professional clinical counselor. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show.
Let me rephrase that. I don't mean where like somebody is making you mad and then like you just explode. I'm talking about snapped, where one minute you felt fine and then the next minute something triggered you and you did something that you normally would not do.
I would say yes and no. I mean, it takes a lot for me. I mean, to answer the question, if I was provoked and I was fed up, I probably would like go off.
Okay. So we're going to say yes, you've snapped. Well, all right.
Snap is not a good thing. Do you know that, right? Like snapping, the snapping you're describing is, you know, I've disconnected and I feel like, you know, I'm out of control of my emotions and my whole body. I mean, that's an adolescent move. As an adolescent, have I did anything that I definitely regret? I would say, hell yeah. Yes.
Okay. Let's see. I said, have you ever? Well, I didn't say as a grown man. Okay. You know what?
Are you talking to the grown man, Cedric? Or are you talking to the adolescent Cedric? Or are you talking about the child Cedric? What's your point?
Okay. My point is that at some point in time, I think we have all experienced a moment of snapping, a moment of separating for ourselves. When we think about, you know, I always think about like mass shooters and stuff like that. It's not all the time that you hear a mass shooter who is constantly in a state of dysregulated mental health, right? Sometimes you will hear their neighbors say, oh, he was very nice. He was super kind, always helpful. And then he just snapped, right? So when we talk about snapping, whether it's as a child, as a teenager, as an adult, we're talking about stepping away from oneself, splitting from yourself, and bringing that back to Will Smith and Jada, as we talked about in our first episode. I saw that as a snapping. I saw that as a snap. He seems, and this is, you know, we're not in the home of Will and Jada, but
I mean, you haven't assessed them and did all of that.
We haven't assessed them. So. Exactly. Exactly. But from reports that we have heard, this is out of character for him. Even his mom came on and said, he has never acted like that before. So to me, and especially if your mama says that.
And he even said it himself. It was out of his character.
That's out of his character. So where did that come from? And that's where we are in the episode, snapping and disassociating from yourself. I feel like he snapped. I feel like he split from himself.
Well, I want to just preference something. Like, as a mental health professional, you know, we both understand, like, in order to say someone disassociated, you got to go through a whole battery of tests and, you know, you need some historical background. You know, what I think is when things compound in people's lives, like you have one problem and then you don't address it, then you have two problems, then you kind of address it, then you got three problems, and then you really don't address it. And then you have four problems and then you kind of get mad about it. And then one day, you know, the fifth problem or the sixth problem, you might reach that point and say, you know what? The self-talker said, I am tired of this situation. The next person who does something to me again, they're going to get it. Mm. I think with Will, maybe it was a gradual process. I mean, we don't know. You can look at back at his days as Fresh Prince. He's always wore the mask. I'm going to put this smile on my face. I'm going to be Mr. Hollywood. I'm going to play the part. This is what I'm doing, you know, because this is my job and this is what I'm supposed to do. And so things were happening to him that he may or may not have been addressing. Obviously, you know, it's some things that's going on that he probably didn't address.
But isn't that what, I mean, splitting from yourself is all about, this accumulation of stressors that don't get addressed? And finally, there is that snapping. And when I say snapping, I mean, like, you respond instead of blowing up at the argument when the argument is happening. You don't say anything. OK, then, a couple of days later, somebody hits your car. You don't say anything. You just kind of let it slide. Then a couple of days later, you know, somebody forgets to pay you your paycheck. All these stresses are building up, right? Mm-hmm. And then on the 10th day, the doorknob to your door falls off. And that's when you want to burn down the house.
Or kick your car really hard.
Or burn it down, kick your car, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's the one thing that doesn't have to do with that situation that sends you over the edge.
You know, when I look at splitting, I think you're in a mental health crisis, and it's something that it lasts beyond the few moments. So you, that moment, it's like I've split and I'm a whole nother person now. Now, you know, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this now, but an Incredible Hulk, that's an example of metaphor for splitting. Gentle-minded Bill Bixby coming around, cruising, and he's a scientist and having a good time. But you make Bill Bixby snap, here come the Hulk. And so when I think of splitting, that's a great metaphor for that. But also, it just doesn't stay. You know, like, think about when Will had that moment and he was pretty much like, yeah, you do that again, I might be up there again. And Christian's, you know, they slowed it down and they were like, all right, okay, cool. But he also got up there and cried and apologized to the folks he hurt. It seemed like he lost it in that moment. But he also, what's the deal about him coming back? Because usually when people go off, they go off. Like, I'm going off and me and my wife is out of here. Bye. Keep your war.
Depends, though, because we've seen people snap and then have these monumental meltdowns because they act so out of character. It's like the boy or the kid that has to fight and they're, you know, usually mild-mannered, sometimes mild-mannered. And then, you know, the bully picks on them long enough and they're throwing the chairs and they're cussing and they're fighting and they're scratching everybody's eyes out. It almost reminds me of A Christmas Story where Ralphie finally has to fight the bully, because the bully just keeps on teasing him. And so he jumps on the bully and he's punching him and he's cussing. And all the kids around him are like, oh, my gosh, Ralphie, because Ralphie doesn't cuss. He doesn't fight. He doesn't do any of that. And so finally, Ralphie's mom comes and pulls him off of the bully. And right then at that moment, she was like, Ralphie. And she's grabbing him and she's looking him in the eyes. And he breaks down crying. Mm-hmm. And she just takes him home and she just hugs him. And she's not even mad at him, but he reacted. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of think about that in Will, that, you know, mild manner, pushed to the edge. I mean, would you not consider that a mental health crisis? An acute, brief, temporary mental health moment. And then when he finally came down, when Denzel and all the rest of his friends finally came down and he came down off of that, and it hit him like, oh, my God, what did I do? Mm-hmm. What did I do on the biggest night of my life? What did I do? And I think Denzel said something so profound. He said, right when you're at the height of your success, be careful, because that's when the devil comes.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes.
And I thought that was so profound.
And he was in a gown sitting in the front row. Like, yeah, go ahead, get him. You know,
this is the highest moment of your, the highest moment. This is what you've been waiting on. This is what grueling years and acting and Will Smith and Fresh Prince and coming from, like, you came from bottom to the height of your life.
Started from the bottom. Now you're here.
And you started from the bottom and now you're at the height of your life and now you snap?
Yes.
Yeah.
You see it all the time. To be honest, Doc, you see it all the time. But you only see it, it shows in athletes. And, you know, to be honest, like, you see some of these actors who go through these rebel type things, you know, like, look at the Charlie Sheens of the world. He has had some of his struggles and lapses in judgment. You get comfortable and saying, I'm at the top of my game. You feeling yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell my sons this all the time. You got to guard the gate, brother. When you're doing good, make sure you guard that gate, man. Don't leave that gate open because they will come walking up in there.
Mm-hmm. So what's the takeaway from this? Because, you know, Will Smith is a public figure. So is Chris Rock.
Come on.
And we see two people who are engaged in top life, both of them making millions.
Yeah, they're all public. Yeah, true. They're public figures. You know, I'm gonna give that, you know, a spin. But I also, you know them as these are two young men at the top of their games. So, you know, beyond the public figure side, you know, it's at the end of the day, these are two young men. You know, when you don't take care of all the stuff in your life, it tends to catch up to you. And so I don't know if Will had the opportunity to really reflect on, like, I thought I was in this place, but in reality, I'm not. I'm not okay.
Mm. Yeah, I think the takeaway is we are all susceptible. We are 1 minute away. We are all 1 minute away from snapping, you know, because when I think about what it takes to get up out your seat, walk up on the stage, pull your hand back, and make physical contact with somebody. All morals, all values.
In front of all those cameras.
In front of all those cameras, in front of all your peers, what part of your brain completely shut down to say, F it, I don't care anymore?
And he ain't even a gangster rapper. That's the whole thing I'm tripping on. You know, even, you know, Eazy-E had a little bit more restraint. You know, Suge Knight, I ain't see Suge Knight, you know, go up there and, well, they did fight on stage. But, you know.
And he's actually in prison right now. So let's not allegedly forget about that. What? Oh, you know what? No, we're not going there. But what we do know is that we are all sensitive to mental wellness and mental health. And nobody's susceptible from it. And even at your best place, you can find yourself at your lowest point. And so being able to be gentle with ourselves and remind ourselves that every day is a constant reprieve to be mindful of where we are. And even, I just wonder, did he go in there and say to himself, if Chris Rock says one thing about, if anybody says anything about my wife, I'm going off.
Yep. I don't know. But I know.
Don't, of course, said, of course, neither one of us know. Look.
But as a black man, I mean, I think it's deep. I think the narrative is so deep. I mean, I think a lot of folks don't get that part. So we're into the telling of stories. We can't exclude that part of the story, the struggles that we've been going through. And we can, I mean, I can share that part of the story. But for this episode, we're just going to chill. Let it go for what it is, because you know I can get a bit long-winded.
Well, then what that means is our next episode, which everybody you stay tuned for, we will go into what does it mean to be, what, the layers of a black man and his sanity?
Well, we ain't going to talk about sanity. We're going to talk about stress.
Oh, okay.
I mean, stress and relationship. What's the other part of the narrative that don't have, it has a little bit to do with Will Smith, but it has a lot to do with the mindset and the stress that comes with being a brother.
Okay. Well, then let's look at that next episode. The stressors of a black man in this world, the makings of a man. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We will see you next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Be sure to find us on Facebook at Colors of Relationships. Follow us on Instagram at The Colors of Relationships. And find us on Twitter at The COR Podcast.